Long before the Mayflower landed in Plymouth Harbor in 1620, Wampanoag Indians were building and using dugout canoes called Mishoons. Darius Coombs is the director of Wampanoag and Eastern Woodland Specialized Programming and Training at Plymouth Plantation.
This is how you got around back then. There were no horses seen around this area, not until the late 1630s or 40s. So how you got around was either you would walk, run, or use your boats. The rivers were considered to be the highways.
The Mishoons are made almost exactly as they were centuries ago. First step is to find the perfect tree. Indians frequently worked with white pine, chestnut, white oak, or tulip poplar. The Indians' tool of choice was fire.
So fire for us is considered to be the number one woodworking tool. It's not like we didn't have the tools to chop and carve, we did. If you know about stone tools, certain types of stone that are extremely sharp. Burning is just easy if you know how to work with fire.
Plymouth Plantation visitors can see one of these Mishoon canoes being made at the Wampanoag home site. Those working at the home site are responsible for tending to the fire. But the museum hours mean boats can only burn from 9 to 5, compared to the 24-hour burn schedule the Indians held hundreds of years ago. Coombs says the home site can complete a 16-foot boat in about a month's time.
The blowing of oxygen, and you add that to the fire to make the fire hotter so it burns faster.
Those working on the boat will use stone tools to scrape until they hit unburned wood, keeping burning coals on one side of the boat while they scrape the other. The process is done when the sides are 1 to 1.5 inches thick, and the space between those in the boat and the water is 4 to 6 inches.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm scraping the boat out. Like you see Kisi over here, we always want to burn, scrape, right? But also you can cook over it, but the main purpose of the fire is you want to hollow out the log. You burn, scrape until you get the boat done itself.
Coombs says it's a point of pride to teach younger generations how to build the Mishoons. His next project is called Mission Mishoon and takes him to the Pequot Museum in Mashantucket, Connecticut. Coombs is helping Aquinna Wampanoag Jonathan Perry and the museum's director, Jason Mancini, build a 36-foot Mishoon. The boat will be the largest canoe of its kind made today. The project began in May and will be finished in August. Once completed, they'll take the Mishoon on a voyage up Connecticut's Mystic River, where they'll paddle to the sites of old Pequot villages.
For myself, that gets my blood pumping, so anytime a historic voyage can be made like that, or something like in that realm that hasn't been done in a couple hundred years, is exciting to bring something back to the people. It's an awesome feeling.
Coombs says these types of voyages were the norm hundreds of years ago, and he hopes that continuing to make these trips will help Wampanoag culture reemerge throughout the Northeast. For WCAI, I'm Kat Sampson.